91 degrees with a heat advisory here in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. The new school year brings new laws impacting Tennessee students, and one of the most controversial changes allows schools to display the Ten Commandments. Walter Blanks Jr., founder of the Legacy Society, joined our midday show. This is Nashville on Thursday to discuss some of these new education policies. When it comes to the Ten Commandments rule, he questions why school leaders feel the need to display the religious text.
I'd make the argument personally that you can have far more impact on the life of a student by the way that you're living your life as an administrator, as a teacher, and the values that you're instilling in them. That's going to have far more impact than a poster on the wall that they're going to walk by, may not even read.
The law's not a mandate. It just gives the schools the option to include the commandments alongside the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. To hear more about the new laws shaping education in Tennessee, go to thisisnashville.org or wherever you get your podcasts. The longtime Washington County School Board member who was publicly reprimanded and charged with assault after inappropriate comments to a student has lost his reelection bid. Back in April, Keith Irvin told a female student representative on the board, quote, "God, you're hot," during a meeting. The public backlash was swift and fierce, with many calling for his resignation or expulsion. That didn't happen. But after 2 decades serving on the school board, WSMV reports Irvin came in last place in his Republican primary race. Irvin also had a court date on Friday for the assault charge related to the incident. If you tend to drive on the interstate through Williamson County at night, you may want to have some alternate routes handy. For the next several months, resurfacing and repair work will take place on I-840 and I-65 from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.